exciting podcast. It's a live podcast. We are in the middle of a photo shoot, video shoot for Keep Abreast. And this is Shani Jo Darden.
Hi.
Shani Jo. Tell me about Keep Abreast and how you started this, because it's a movement and it's a powerful movement. And if you see this right here, these are my breasts that are painted. Shani Jo cast them, an artist painted them, and just talk about this amazing movement that you have going on, because I feel so honored to be a part of it.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me cast your boobies. That was a wonderful day. I've been traveling to Nashville the last 3 years, casting all the most amazing women in this town, 86 women to be exact, for Keep Abreast. And so I started this organization 20 years ago just to help one friend of mine. I was like,
tell me about that story.
Yeah, I was 27 at the time, and I was working in the skateboarding industry, designing denim, and I was producing art exhibitions. And one of those women that I was working with, her name was Margaret Kilgallen, and she had breast cancer, and she was pregnant at the time.
She had breast cancer while she was pregnant?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
God, that makes me so emotional.
So hard. And at that time, it was like, you know, science moves pretty quickly, but she didn't want to have treatment because she had feared that it would harm her baby. So
what a situation to be in.
She had waited until after she was able to have birth with her daughter to be able to get treatment. But unfortunately, it was too late by that time. And so she had passed away only 3 weeks after her daughter was born. And it's really like, you know, we were young at that time, and that wasn't anything that we thought about. We never thought, like, breast cancer could happen to us. I never thought it could happen to a friend of mine. And that was the beginning of Keep Abreast, was taking this inspiration of art to inspire people to talk about something that is, like, serious and complex and hard to talk about. And doing that through something like this is able to start these conversations. So yeah, it all started 20 years ago. I had one show, I raised money for her. We had donated money to the milk bank that was collecting milk for her baby. And that was the beginning. And then year after year, Keep Abreast has just grown.
Have you kept up with the daughter at all? Have you seen her again? Or was it just, she was this inspiration and has lived on since then?
She is recently in a really interesting interview about art, and that she was curating some shows within her school. And she had a quote about that she loved to see how people react to art, that she loved to see how art inspires people. And I just was, I couldn't have thought of something better myself.
Oh my gosh. Oh. So all that started, see, and that's what we were kind of talking about in this interview that I did for the Keep Abreast right before doing this interview, is this year has 2020, this is your 20th year of Keep Abreast, but what a year it's been. It's been such a hard year, and it's been such a sad year, and there's been so much going on with from COVID to fighting for all the injustices that need to be fought for, especially like Black Lives Matter, and so much happening. And like, I feel like this world has just been cracked open. And I have oftentimes gotten lost in the suffering. Like, yeah, it is so easy for me to fall down the hole of all the things that are happening and feel hopeless and feel lost and feel like I kind of want to just give up in a way. Not, I mean, not give up, but just like feel so defeated, because it's like, how are we ever going to right all this, all these wrongs that are happening, all this stuff that's happening? And being a part of Keep Abreast is one of those lights at the end of the tunnel, because it is like, yes, there is shit going down, but here is someone, yourself, who has turned a tragedy of your friend losing her life 3 weeks after having a baby into a beautiful movement that now all these women are getting cast with their breasts made, and artists are painting them, and they're going into an exhibit, and they get auctioned off and raise money. And so it's like, you have created hope in something that feels hopeless often. And that to me is what I want to try to do with my life, and like, especially in this year. And I just appreciate that, because do you feel that, the heaviness of the world? And
I mean, it's super hard. This year has been really tough. And if it was any other year, like, it's our 20th anniversary this year, it's a big deal. We've invested a lot of time and energy the last year is preparing for this exhibition that's celebrating 20 years
in 2020
that we've been doing around the world. We're also launching a new app in September. the Keep Abreast app. So this year is huge for us, and we've had to, of course, cancel so many things, change how we do things. We even put this exhibition on hold for a long time, but at the end of the day, it was just like what you're saying. It is a hard time right now, and I have something that is beautiful. It brings joy. It brings hope. It's community. It brings people together, virtually, spiritually, in a common way. And how could I not share that right now? How could I just be like, you know what? It's canceled this year. Let's do it next year. It's like I have a responsibility to bring the beauty and the community that I create to the world. And also to give you and everyone else who's involved an opportunity to show up for that in a hard time. And so, yeah, it's October. We're showing these casts here in East Nashville.
Yeah, how's it going to go down?
Entire month of October, we have a beautiful brand new venue in East Nashville. It's called Riverside Revival.
Okay.
We are the first people to use this venue. It was generously donated to us by the Bodecker Foundation. It will be open every day in the month of October to the public. It's free. Everyone can come. It will be
so the breasts will be, all the casts will be set up in this.
All
the boobs will be set up
like
all
a
day.
Museum.
And you can go through, and then can you buy the boobs that speak to you?
Yeah, you can bid on them right there. There'll be an auction. So you can bid on these boobs. So we'll have to see who gets in a bidding war for.
Like whose boobs get bid on the most? Am I going to feel insecure if no one bids on my boobs?
Are you kidding? These will be like.
These knockers.
These will go up. Yeah, so everything will be like COVID compliant. You know, we'll make sure everything is like safe and like it's a place for people to learn about Keep Abreast, learn about 20 years of Keep Abreast, and also learn about what we're doing in Nashville. And we just started a grant program specifically for Black Indigenous women in Tennessee that are cancer survivors. So you can apply for a grant, and we'll be directly giving women $500 plus some additional, like, special things from the brands that we work with that they can use to pay for alternative care, medical expenses, phone bills, rent, anything, as well as a small business expense.
Wow. Okay. So tell me where the website is for that.
It's just on the Keep Abreast website. It's called the CAB, Keep Abreast Give Back Grants. And so it's important for us to actually, when we go, like, we've done these exhibitions in Paris, Mexico City, Prague, New York City, Tokyo. I mean, we've done this all over the world. And so every time we go to a community, we want to, like, leave money there, make an impact in that community. We're not just coming here to do a boob show. You know, we're coming here to educate the community and spread that information among people of Tennessee.
So Keep Abreast, KeepAbreast.com. And everything is there?
Yeah, you'll put the link. It's keep-a-breast.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I did it wrong. So
.org. So it's a weird
ignore
one.
What I just said. It's actually, say it again.
Just put it in the link.
Okay. Keep Abreast, though, is the name of all of this. And
yeah.
Tell me where the exhibition is going to be again.
The exhibition is going to be at Riverside Revival. It's in East Nashville. And everyone come. Check out the boobs. Bid on the boobs.
Well, can you bid on the boobs virtually also?
Yep. You can bid on the boobs online, as well as for those people who can't make it or don't feel comfortable or can't, you know, are still like quarantining, which is a lot of people. We will have a virtual event as well. So we'll have a virtual event on October 2nd where everyone can tune in. We'll have a bunch of the women who are involved in this exhibition playing music. We'll have survivors. I'll give you a tour of all the busts. And yeah, it's a way that everyone everywhere can tune in and support Keep Abreast.
So how do you decide where you go worldwide? You've said you've done this all over the world. How do you pick the communities that you go do this in?
We just get invited. It's all just about showing up, going where you're called to go, listening to spirit, energies, the universe, and working with communities all over the world. I have a great friend who lives in Mexico City that works with a lot of the cancer centers there. So she invited us to Mexico City to do an exhibition. I have another great friend in Japan who has cancer in her family. So she invited us to Tokyo to do an exhibition there. And we're working with a company called Roxy, the surf brand, for many years.
Yeah.
In Europe, and Roxy invited us to do exhibitions in Prague and in Paris. So we just we go where we're invited.
You just kind of follow where the spirit moves you. So what is what does the spirit feel like to you? I always like to know that with people who are deeply guided by the spirit, because I feel that same way. I try to stay in tune and try to let it be the guiding light of my life. What does that feel like to you? How do you know when you're being spirit led?
I mean, for me, it's the same. This isn't anything I ever thought I would do with my life. You know, I'm a clothing designer, and I ended up spending 20 years of my life on breast cancer.
And you've seen so many boobs.
I've seen all the boobs, and I don't even have cancer in my family, you know? So I'm the type of person that's really into, like, meditation, yoga, like, prayer, like, communicating with, like, my angels and my higher spirit and my ancestors, and I'm asking all the time, like, show me what's next. Like,
how do you get it? How does it show up?
How can I use my skills? I'm an artist. I'm creative. How can I use what I'm good at to do good in the world?
I love that.
And I just ask all the time, please put people, places, signs, moments in front of me that are for my highest and greatest good. Help me see them. Make it clear, make it easy. And that's just like always asking and serving. And you know, when it pops up and you're listening, you know when it's the right road to take.
What does that feel like?
It's just like I live in that space a lot. So I'm kind of like used to the feeling, luckily. But it just feels like a settling, like knowing you're doing the right thing, knowing it's for the right reasons. And when I am not in that feeling of knowing, like knowing from here, not knowing from here.
Knowing from your heart, not your head.
Yeah, it's this kind of knowing, then I know I'm off. And I know I need to go for a hike, go get in nature, put my feet in the dirt, like connect, ground, until the next wave of knowing kind of comes through. And right now with everything that's going on, it's extra hard to...
I was going to say, how have you navigated in this time? Because I feel like sometimes I can be so in tune, and then once I get off, sometimes I spiral. And then once I'm spiraling, it takes me a minute to get out of my spiral. Like, I have kind of fallen into a big spiral with just, like, the awareness of so many things that are sad in the world. And then all of a sudden I'm like, but this is not helpful to be lost in the sadness. It is helpful to have action steps and do things that help, like you are with Keep a Breath. Like, yeah. That is what is helpful. So how do you get out of, like, a spiral of feeling all the swirl of what's going on in the world that feels sad and overwhelming, and say, okay, I'm going to stay grounded, I'm going to stay positive and happy and stay moving in my calling? How do you do that?
I mean, for me, it's nature. I'm lucky to live in a beautiful place. I live in Joshua Tree, California.
Oh, my gosh. You live like in a holy grail.
I do live in a vortex of, like, magic.
Is that intentional?
It's, yes. I mean, and I love it there, and I can go in right out the front door of my house and get grounded. But it's a hard time right now, and I'm working harder than I've ever worked because it's important. You know, so I find strength in, you know, people like you, Sarah, who's here, who's, like, producing this entire show, all these women.
Gonna give a shout out to Sarah Bear. She's a badass.
Sarah
she is,
Bear.
Like, the hustler of Nashville. She is anything awesome going on in Nashville, Sarah Bear is behind it. And
that's
that
true.
Is no lie.
That's no lie. And
that's the truth.
She's really been the one who brought all of you together to make this happen. And when I wanted to do something here in Nashville, Sarah was my first call. Hey, girl, what do you think about bringing Keep a Breath to Nashville? And she's like, come on in. Let's do it. I'll make it happen. And I've never worked with anyone that's, like, so committed, has so much energy, who could get anyone to do anything.
I know.
Any time of day.
I know.
So
it's a real gift you have, Sarah. It really is.
I'm super blessed to have her really leading this charge and helping, you know, the vision of Keep a Breath and bringing so much to Nashville.
So how important is teamwork and community to you? Community.
Oh, I mean, I run a nonprofit, so it's like we're nothing without community. I mean, we have thousands, you, everyone, like volunteers, supporters, donors, all over the world, you know, people just giving their heart. And so it's also, that's like, I'm just like this kind of vessel, you know, but it's everyone else that gives Keep Abreast like life, you know. I have this idea, but it's the community that keeps it going.
What have you learned from giving your life to a nonprofit? Because that's a different, it's not just like a job, it's a nonprofit. There's a bigger goal at hand here, at stake here. So what is it like giving your whole life to a nonprofit?
I mean, it's a job.
Right.
But it's like, it's, I'm just truly blessed that I get to serve. That's my jam. It's just that I get to use, like my skills to help other people. And I would have never thought that a clothing designer, me, like from California, would travel all over the world helping educate and inspire young people to be healthy, to live non-toxic lifestyles, all these things, you know? So it's really just living a life of service, like, makes my life, I feel like I'm supposed to be here and that I'm, like, living my truth, really, by serving others. And I'm not, like, I mean, I had an awesome career designing jeans for a long time, but I'm glad I'm not doing that anymore.
That's a really good point that you make. I interviewed Lauren Akins, obviously her name wrong, Thomas Rhett's wife.
Yeah.
And she talked about how serving is the key to her happiness and how she wakes up and serves every day and how that brings her so much happiness. And I've never forgotten that, because I feel like hearing you say that, like, I feel like if you can wake up and have something that you are serving bigger than yourself every day, it gives you higher meaning, higher purpose, probably an easier way to stay in line, stay in tune with the joy and the love that is in the world instead of the sadness and the darkness, because you wake up serving something bigger than yourself that's going to better the world every day.
Yeah.
Wow, maybe that's the whole secret.
You got it. Serving.
Okay, I'm going to wrap up because I know you have like a ton of other people going on here, but two more questions I have and then I'll wrap up. What have you learned by having these intimate experiences with so many women? Like, for you and I, like, we've met one time before this, but I was topless when I met you, and you're casting my boobs, and we're hanging out for, like, 30 minutes to an hour just chatting, getting to know each other. It takes you to a level with people that you don't get to probably in normal life ever with most people. But you're on this, like, intimate level with hundreds of women. What have you learned from that, and what have been some of your top experiences?
I mean, I've really learned, like, never to take advantage of trust that people give you. You know, being you trusting a total stranger in that intimate moment is a big deal. And some people are, like, not shy or whatever. They're like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. Put oil all over my boobs. No big deal. But for other people, you know, maybe it's not the same. And maybe they're shy, or, you know, a lot of women.
Or maybe it's a really big deal for them to be that vulnerable and exposed.
Exactly. And also casting a lot of, you know, cancer survivors. There's a lot of things that go on with, like, body image and breasts. And for me, it's just about this, like, I really just try to, like, connect, like, take a deep breath and always look everyone in the eye. Even though, like, I'm doing this the whole time. You know, but really to just take a moment to make sure that you know that, like, I'm your homie. Like, I'm going to do you right. I'm going to make this cast beautiful. And I'm just, the experience of having that honor to have someone trust me in a vulnerable moment, you know, carries into other moments of my life. And it just always reminds me to, like, just go back to that center of, when you meet a stranger, especially with Keep Abreast, we meet people all the time that are sharing their stories with us about cancer, about their family members, you know, so just really remembering that, like, connection with people, they remember it, and it's important.
Have you had people have, like, breakdowns and breakthroughs while you've been casting them?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I definitely, there's always tears.
Why is that there's always tears? Because I want to cry just talking about it. Why is that?
I mean, it's emotional, right? It's not like something you don't. Women don't celebrate their health and their breasts, and
we're always picking ourselves apart
and their beauty, you know. Uh-huh. And when you're in a room with other women, and everyone's like, "Wow, your cast looks awesome! Wow, look at your boobs! Like, yeah, girl, you look great!" You know, it's a way that really, you know, changes people's lives and changes how they look at themselves. Like, when you look at your boobs, I mean, you looking at your boobs, you have a whole appreciation for your breast milk fed boob here.
Yeah.
You know, like, these boobs are full of milk, and you're like, that fed my Sunny.
Yeah.
So that's like, even though, you know, your boobs aren't that big right now, this is a moment.
This is
you.
A moment. Like, looking at these, like, yeah.
And you'll always remember.
Came in. This is the biggest my boobs have ever been in my life. So full of milk. I was in the big middle of breastfeeding. And to have that documented so beautifully and for such an incredible cause, it really is emotional. And it's super powerful.
Yeah.
And also, like you said, so many people have so many stories of you starting the whole thing for your friend. So many people have those stories. And I just think to celebrate it this way is amazing. It's really an incredible thing. So what is your goal for Keep It Breast? What do you want this legacy to be? What do you want? Where do you want it to go? What is your ultimate dream for it?
Oh, gosh. I don't get asked that question all the time, but, you know, the ultimate dream is really educating young people around the world about breast health and cancer prevention. So letting people know that you're not invincible. Even if cancer doesn't run in your family, you can get breast cancer. It's not this, you know, hereditary disease that people think. You know, it's really an environmental disease. And so getting young people in these healthy habits, and I think we're really going in that direction. And I think
so that's, does that mean like food and products that you put on your body?
All that kind of stuff. And I think that's maybe one of the good things about COVID and what we're going through right now is a lot of people are looking at their health and ways to stay healthy and ways to prevent getting sick. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully these habits, you know, will really, really carry on into people's lives. And there's so many other breast cancer organizations out there that are about older women and the cure and research. And Keep It Breast is really about education and empowering people, you know, with information to be their own health advocate.
And to really focus on prevention.
Yeah.
Okay, and so the app is Keep It Breast app, and there's all sorts of amazing stuff happening there. And then the Keep It Breast website, which I totally got wrong, but I'll put it in the description and it'll be all right. But also, can you just type in Keep It Breast into Google and it'll pop up?
Oh, yeah, we have. I mean, we've been around for 20 years, so we're deep in that Google.
Deep in. Okay, I want to bring Sarah Bear over here really fast. No, really fast. Sarah says no. Sarah says no. She won't say one thing. Come on, just one thing. Too much peer pressure.
I just don't know what you guys have already covered.
No, I just want to talk to you really fast. One question about Sarah, and then we're gonna wrap up. No, and then we're gonna wrap up. So Sarah Bear is, she is the force behind this Nashville section of Keep It Breast, right? What would you call your title, Sarah? Like, what is your role with Keep It Breast, and how did y'all know each other?
My title is Shaney's friend.
How do y'all know each other?
We used to tour together.
Okay.
So Shaney used to bring Keep Abreast out on the road. It was a traveling education booth. And she would talk to kids on the Warped Tour, which is that age, that like young age where they're starting to like know their bodies. And everything she's told you, that was the message she was giving the kids then. Mm-hmm. So I would help her figure out ways to cast women like this, like we did you. So I've kind of been always doing this. It's just never been this scale.
And tell me about your heart, though, because you were all about stuff in Nashville, like big events that have awesome purposes. Like, you are oftentimes the brains behind those operations. Where do you get that passion and that drive to serve your city like this?
I don't know. I feel like I just love Nashville, and all of my friends, my chosen family are here. And I don't know. I think I just sometimes have I love to bring everyone together, and I love to connect my friends, and this is such an incredible purpose, and I just want everyone to be a part of it and share it. So I'm usually just saying, like, oh my gosh, you know this person, or have you talked to this person, or I need to put you together, and let's get coffee or a drink. So
how do you have all that energy?
I don't really know.
Energy.
So much energy.
Energy.
Like so much energy for days.
Yeah.
No.
It's amazing.
I have a 7-year-old. I mean, he keeps me going.
I know. You think that would take all your energy, but no, you just got like whole other reservoirs.
We have stuff to do.
You got a lot of stuff to do.
We have stuff to do. We have Allison to talk to Shani right now, so I'm going to wrap this up.
We're going
to
wrap it up. Okay, so I always in my podcast would leave your light, and I'll ask both of you guys this because y'all both are serving in such amazing ways. Leave your light, which is, and now I'm kind of moving it more into like get real. What do you want to get real with people? What do you want people to know? What do you just wish that people knew? You want to just have a real talk with someone. What do you want to say?
I mean, I'm going to make it around here. I'm going to make it around this. Keep abreast. What I want people to know is that for the entire month of October, all of these 80 plus beautiful casts are going to be on display at the Riverside Revival in East Nashville. It's going to be a completely, beautifully COVID compliant. We're going off of numbers like today, like if groups of 50 are allowed to be together, we're going to make it 20. Like it's mm-hmm. super important for us to let people know that this is a safe place to come in and see these beautiful pieces of work. So I know I totally wrapped it back around to this project.
That's wonderful though.
But I just want people to see all of the gorgeous stuff that we put together, that Shane's put together.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah, and I would just say, you know, echo that and the same thing, and that these are pieces of light that mm-hmm. are shining your spirit, the artist's spirit, and the people's spirit all over the world.
I love that. Thank y'all for what you do, and thank you for letting me be a part of it. Okay, we're wrapping up. Bye.